This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Shouts aloud, Jesus is alive. Now surely we can all be changed, cause Jesus is alive. And everybody here can know that Jesus is alive. And I will live for all my days to raise a banner of truth and light, to sing about my Savior's love. And the best thing that happened was the day I met, I found Jesus. Is alive to join with all who celebrate that Jesus is alive. The joy of God is in this town, cause Jesus is alive. For everybody's seen the truth that Jesus is alive. And I will live for all my days to raise a banner of truth and light, to sing about my Savior's love. And the best thing that happened was the day I met, I found Jesus. Yeah, I found Jesus. Well, you left me.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
You are a big fish, so never swim with little or small ones. Your presence will either disturb the very existence ones, or they will swamp you in when you try to be gentle or docile. Anytime you make a little move, you will walk them for a mile. When your close associates feel uneasy about your presence, know who you are and never try to explain the real essence. Just move to a bigger arena like the whale of the great ocean. Then you can fully operate your world without any commotion. Once swamped and crowded by little minds and got restricted, I got to know and moved to my large world, and my life just started. Don't be offended. You are too large for their company. So move. From Deeper Reflections by Emmanuel Koi.
Hello, dear listener. We're here once again with the Daily Devotional Series, and today's lesson is captioned, I Am With You Always. And we could see Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And to this lesson, I believe it is really going to be interesting that Jesus Christ himself is going to be with us always, even to the end of the world. Are we really prepared to be with him also? I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here has always been our pastor, William Oponyankwa.
We are looking at, or we've been looking at, Jesus' teachings and the great controversy. That's the assurance from Jesus. And looking at this assurance, it's one of the last words of Jesus to us. It's a great hope Jesus Christ gave to us of his presence, of he being with us always. It's a great thing for Jesus Christ to be with us. It's interesting in this sense, sick word. Amidst this great controversy, Jesus assures us of his presence, of his leading, ever ready to guide and direct us. So he tells us that he who won the victory is telling us he is with us always. It's interesting. And even if you look at the book of Matthew, it commences looking at the genealogy or the lineage. Matthew talked of the angel came in, revealed himself to Mary and said that you give birth to Jesus, who will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So even with the start of the Gospels, talking about that of Matthew, there is this assurance that Jesus Christ coming to our world, he will be with us. So it's not even in the New Testament. It's something which permeates through Scripture. You go through the Old Testament, we hear of Jesus' guidance or God's guidance. It's leading. He telling us one way or the other that he is with us. You even look into the Old Testament. There are many instances. God promised Isaac that he will be with him, or he was with him, or he is with him. He promised that to Isaac, that also to Jacob. He promised Jacob that I am with you. I will be with you always. It was a promise he gave to Jacob also. He gave the same promise to Jeremiah that I am with you. I am with you. So do not be afraid. And the same promise we see in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, that the God tells us, fear not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. The same thing, we see it in Isaiah 41, 10, Isaiah 43, verse 3. So we see this thing permeating through Scripture of the presence, of the leading of our God, telling us however ready God wants to save us amidst the struggle between good and evil, God is assuring us of his presence, of his leading, of his guidance. And it's the same thing Jesus gave us, that he is with us. So we see similar usage or similar words being used here. Jesus used different words denoting the same thing of his presence with us. You read Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. We see that the same word is repeated, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In essence, he's saying, I am with you. So we see it with the different usages of God telling us he is with us. We see the same thing again of telling us in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So it means our God is ever with us. So as I said, it permeates through Scripture. That our God is with us, so we are not to be afraid. Amidst this great controversy, Jesus promised us, or God promised us, of his presence, that he is with us. And in the Old Testament, again, we saw occasions when Moses was leaving the scene after he had died, and the baton was handed to Joshua. God promised Joshua of his presence, that do not fear or do not be discouraged, I am with you. The same promise he gave to Joshua after the death of Moses. And also David, after he also handed the baton of kingship to his son Solomon, he assured him of the presence of God, that God is ever ready, or God is with him to help him or to guide him. So amidst these things, you could see these messages of assurance of God's promise, looking at the context in which it was given. It was given in a context whereby God's people find themselves in difficulties. They are struggling. God comes in with the assurance, I am with you. even amidst your difficulties, your trials, your temptation, thinking that all hope is lost, I am there. I'm close to you. That's the assurance. And it's mostly given in this context. I don't know what you are going through. Maybe you are going through some difficulties. This same words God retreats to you is telling you, I am with you. So ye are getting to the end of the world. We're living at the closing stages of this world. It's so significant that we note the same presence God assured his people. Jesus is still telling us, I'm with you. I'll not forsake you, or I'll not leave you. Even with giving his children the great commission and presenting the gospel to the world, he assured them of his presence. And in the same context, he's telling us, go with the word of God. Tell people about me. I am with you. I will never neglect you. And that's the assurance from our Maker.
Indeed, that is the assurance from our Maker. But the question that lies is that, are we really hopeful that sometimes, even when we know that Jesus Christ says he's with us always, we try to forget him. And then when the time is due, that is when we rather run to him, quoting what is said in the Bible. But then, do we really do what he really wants us to do? That is the question on board.
Yeah, it's very interesting. As humans, there is this tendency of we feeling that we are alone. When we go through temptations, difficulties, there is this tendency of we thinking that way. And that's what we normally do. We normally think God has neglected us. And that's why we find the same phrases. Why me? Why me, God? Why am I going through this same thing? God, you've neglected me. You've left me. There is this tendency. But the most important thing is that amidst these difficulties, God is telling us, I am with you. And if we go through trials, we all go through these stages of asking, God, why? But we tend to lose focus if we are not in tune with God. We will tend to drift, thinking that there's no God. But amidst these difficulties, those who are still in tune with God, they find assurance.
I am with you always is what we're looking at today. And I believe that despite the situations that we are facing, with today's lesson, we have really believed and heard that Jesus Christ is always with us. We shouldn't panic. We shouldn't have fear in us that he has left us and the enemy is trying to do whatever he wants with us. But there is an assurance that Jesus Christ is with us and he is always going to be with us till the end of time. May the good Lord continue to bless us all. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so we should trust in God, believe in him. These words are still there for us. I am with you always, till the end of the world. He has never neglected you. He is with you. Believe in God and all will be well.
God has been so grateful to us for taking us through the lesson. I believe we are indeed blessed. May the good Lord continue to bless us all now and forevermore. Amen.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, oh, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, thou hast mercy to relieve us.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Draw me close to you, never let me go.
and lay it all down again, to hear you say that I'm you are my desire. No one else will do, 'cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
Is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
You are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Adjumayin Kwarteng Ransford. Today's sermon is entitled, The Waiting Father. Shall we pray? We thank you, our Father in heaven, for giving us this opportunity to come to your throne once again to listen to your word. We are alive because of your grace, and so we ask that you fill us with a double unction of your Holy Spirit, so that today, as you are about to listen to your word, everything that we hear, we will be able to live by your words, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Friends listening to me, our sermon this morning has been captioned, The Waiting Father. In Luke 15 verses 20, the Bible says, and he rose and came to his father. But when he was still a great off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. This is a story of the prodigal son, who took all his properties away from his father and went to live by his own life. He went to live just as he liked. And in the end, life became very difficult for him. So when he sat down to realize that his father in his father's home, there are a lot of slaves. Even them are enjoying goodies in their life. So why should he suffer in the land of another people? So he, this man, saw that he has sinned against his father. So he will go to plead with his father to take him as his servant, but not as a child once again. But the good news was that every morning, the father stands on the hilltops in front of his gates, waiting, praying, fasting, and asking that his son will come back home. The same thing in our world today. The father who was waiting is our God. And the lost child is we, his sons and daughters. We think that God has given us all that we need in this life. And so we don't care about what we do with our life. We are living our life just as we want it. We think that our father has given us everything that is going to make our life beautiful and good for us. But we are missing a great mansion that our father has prepared for us. And that he is waiting for us to come back home. He is waiting for us to come back home because he has sent his only son to die for you so that we will come to the house and enjoy the goodies he has prepared for us. Our father is waiting for us in heaven, that we will live our life just as he wants us to live. As compassionate as we are, even our children, when they go wayward, when they go astray, we try to bring them back home by trying to say a word of advice to them. In the same way, our father is on the mountain in front of the heaven's gates, waiting and watching that we will one day come back home. So right from Genesis, when we sinned in the Garden of Eden, God made preparations for us so that in his due time, we will come back home. Up to now, God is still waiting for us because we are not living just as he wants us to live. This morning, our Father, today, our Father, this moment, our Father is still waiting for us. As you hear my voice now, God wants me to tell you that he is still waiting for you. It is because of you that he has not come. So he wants you to come back home so that we will receive the blessings that he has for us. He says, no matter how far you have gone wayward, no matter how long we have disappointed him, no matter how long we have disobeyed him, he is still waiting for us to receive us, with compassionate love, to receive us with the kisses, to receive us and embrace us with all his goodies and his riches. God that people kill people for, we are going to work on it. So think about the goodies, other things that we are going to inherit in heaven, and come to God, because he is still waiting for you and I. What is still keeping you from coming to God? Is it your problems? God says, put all these things aside and come to me, and I will embrace you. I will embrace you with my love and my care. Just as the prodigal son, when he realized that indeed, when he goes back to his father, the father will embrace him. Even if he accepts him as his servant, he will live comfortably. I want this to be your wish. I want this to be your prayer. I want this to be your hope. So that one day, when our father descends in his clouds and the trumpet sounds and time shall be no more, you and I will not find ourselves wanting because our father is waiting for us. Shall we pray? We thank you, Father, for telling us today that no matter how much we have sinned against you, you are still ever ready to receive us unto yourself once again. So we say and ask that as we are making the steps to come to you, strengthen us so that any step that we make, we shall push forward, but never backwards to our way lives. We pray that you be with us now and forevermore. Amen. May God bless you for making time out for this wonderful message. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.